reading Facebook as I'm supposed to speak to you. So we'll see what happens next with the world of love. Just remember that what they say and then what they do can be two completely different things. I'd like to give the show to all my German friends who listen every week, and thanks for listening. And I'm glad you've got better controls in your country than we have in ours, and that your ISPs don't log you. But maybe we'll get there, because you're a democracy, right? Because you had totalitarianism. Anyway, coming up now is Russia. I hit the button, he start.
Hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of a weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com.
Happy birthday!
Hello, you are listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We're also available on the internet at CITR.ca. We just heard a song by the band called The Evaporators, the band which features Nardwar the Human Serviette. That was a song called I Hate Being Late When I'm Early. This is a song of the brand new compilation which came out last year and was put out by the Evaporators and Nardwar. The compilation was called Busy Doing Nothing. And that was the opening track from this compilation. And this is a song about how Nardwar, when he arrives to the station to do his show, he arrives early, but because he ends up talking to all the nice people here at CITR, he ends up late for his show. So he hates being late when he is early. Makes sense. Very, very logical. Today is Nardwar's birthday, and today I am celebrating here on Rocket from Russia his birthday. Everyone knows, especially the listeners of the show, that I'm a huge fan of Nardwar. I have a lot of respect for him, and I definitely learned a lot from him when I started doing the show, and I'm still learning from the legend, from Canadian legend, Nardwar the Human Serviette. Today's show will be built about, it's all around Nardwar. Nardwar is famous for a lot of things. His character and his personality, his very unusual style of doing the interviews. The other thing is his musical knowledge. His musical knowledge is just borderless. There's no borders for his music knowledge. Nardwar knows everything about the music. And the other thing which people like about Nardwar is his passion. This is what I respect the most, that he has been doing his radio show since 1987, and he is, to this day, he's passionate about what he does. He loves what he does, and this is just amazing in my eyes that he has been doing this for so many years. He's still excited to do that. He's doing it on the highest possible level, and he's keep what he's doing. So today I decided to celebrate, you know, his passion for music, his love for music, and you know, the things that he likes to introduce listeners of his program and his fans to the new bands, to the bands he loves, he respects, and through interviews he often does introduce new listeners to some rare or not so well-known bands. So today's show will be built all around that. I will play, for example, a clip of the interview which Nardwar does with the guest of the musician, and I will play this clip where Nardwar asks about some specific band the guest of the show, and then the guest starts talking their connection to the band, or what they like, or what they don't like about the band, and then I will play a song by this band. So, sort of completing the mission which Nardwar starts in his interview. He asks the guest about the band, and then the band does their reaction, and then I play the song by this band. I spent a lot of time on doing this show, preparing a lot of, listen to a lot of interviews, and I'm really proud and happy of what I've accomplished here. There's lots of interviews, and there's lots of really cool bands we will hear today on the show. But let's start. Let's start with my favorite band called NoFX. Nardwar interviewed Fat Mike, I believe, four times as of now. And that's the clip from one of my favorite interviews in the whole time. 2009 interview with Fat Mike done by Nardwar. In this interview, Nardwar asked Fat Mike about the legendary Canadian band called Stretch Mark. And let's hear what Fat Mike had to say about the Stretch Mark. So today on the show we're celebrating Nardwar's birthday, and this is Nardwar talking to Fat Mike about Stretch Marks from Winnipeg.
What can you tell the people about the Stretch Mark?
I don't want to be a professional punk.
Weren't you guys going to cover that song at one time?
We covered Sick Pleasure. No, we covered Professional Punks. We just recorded it, actually.
This right here is a Winnipeg band.
Pleasure. How's that one go? That one's great. Sick, sick, sick. That's all I got. I fucked another one. This is, besides the Neos, this may be the best 7-inch out of Canada. I think this is it. I think this 7-inch is the best 7-inch ever out of Canada.
What makes it good, though, and how did you discover it?
The song is so good. Well, we just saw this band play in California, and we went to four different shows. We took the bus to four different shows, and we knew all the lyrics. And these guys were like, how do you know the lyrics? We don't have any records out. Because we've seen you four nights in a row. We know them.
You don't do it, back on another sea source. Who's a slut? I can tell from your crowd to the world. Sick, 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 what have I done? I fucked another one, I fucked another one, I fucked another one. Wake up in one suicide, to consider suicide. Solve the problem of a dick, better now we have sick. Sick, 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 what have I done? I fucked another one, I fucked another one, I fucked another one. What I do is for the ill, all I need is something to build. When I'm drunk and sleep, I something funny in the morning. We can feel with suicide, should consider suicide. I solved the problem of a death, better now we have sick. Sick, 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 what have I done? I fucked another one, I fucked another one, I fucked another one, I hit it in a row.
That's a fuck, that's a fuck, that's a fuck,
Hello, you're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia, and today on the show we're celebrating Nardwar's birthday. Happy birthday, Nardwar. The whole idea of the show today that we are celebrating Nardwar, and we are celebrating his passion for music, and I am playing the clips of his interviews where he's talking to the guests, and he is asking the guests, or the interviewee, this is probably the correct way to put it, about some band, and the interviewee gives their opinion about the band and their connection with the band, and then I play the song by the band. So what we've just done, we just heard two songs by the band called Stretch Marks, a Canadian band. That was two songs of their 7-inch called Who's in Charge, which came out on Headbutt Records back in 1983. And we heard two songs, Professional Punk and Sick Pleasure. Two songs which Fat Mike was talking about. He told the story how they went in LA to see four shows in a row. And funny enough that he says that they covered this song. And that's absolutely true. He didn't lie. But this interview took place in 2009. And the EP which featured the cover of the song by the Stretch Marks came out in 2011. So it's funny how to see that they originally recorded the song in 2009. But took their time and released it only in 2011. All right. Let's move on. Let's move on to the next interview and music from Nardwar's interview. The next band Nardwar talked to is Propagandhi, another legendary Canadian band called Propagandhi. Nardwar talked to Chris, and Chris told the listeners and Nardwar about his love for the band called Guilt Parade. So let's check out how Nardwar talks to Chris about Guilt Parade, and then we'll hear a song by Guilt Parade. Let's check it out. What this is Nardwar talking to Chris from Propagandhi.
Welcome to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada's Nardwar the Human Serviette radio show, Chris.
Thank you, Nardwar. I'm so stoked that you're playing Guilt Parade. I think you're the only other person in Canada who actually knows about them.
And Propagandhi versus Guilt Parade. Now, what can you tell me about Guilt Parade right there that we just played?
Well, they're probably the most underrated band in obscure Canadian hardcore history. I used to go see them at the Albert when they came to Winnipeg, and I heard that one of their bass players died in a van fire.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Is that when they broke up? Is that how the band broke up? Because they actually...
No, I think they came back with a different bass player after that. I have pictures that I took when I was a kid of them playing, so, and there's two different bass players.
My bucks, six beers in my belly, walked into a truck. Oh, shouldn't have done up and left me now. I know I beat up on you every night, but I never hardly mean nothing by it. Shit, don't I feed you beer until you puke in my pickup? And then you done up and leave me? You never even thought about little Bobby and Sissy May. Least you could have done is taken them little fucks with you. Oh, oh, it's me. I'm just a poor drunken asshole.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR, and this is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Today we're celebrating Nardwar's birthday and celebrating his passion and love to discover, to help listeners discover new or old bands. So the last bit of music was by a Canadian band called Guilt Parade. That was a song from their album called Copra Phobia, from the album which came out in 1989. We heard Chris Hanna of the Propagandy talking about Guilt Parade, how he used to go see them in Albert. And yeah, that was his little insight. And with the help of Chris Hanna of Propagandy and Nardwar, personally, I never heard of this band before, and I discovered the band called Guilt Parade, a Canadian band. Brilliant. Let's move on. Next beat of the interview is from another Wars interview with a Swedish band called Hives. The Hives talk about their love for the band called The Sonics. And The Sonics are the favorite Nardwar's band. When I did the interview last March with Nardwar, I asked him a question. You know, Nardwar, you know everything about music. You know all the bands in the world. What are your favorite band? And he said that his favorite band was The Sonics from Seattle. So let's hear how the Swedish band The Hives talk about Nardwar's favorite band, The Sonics. So let's check it out. We're celebrating Nardwar's birthday here on CITR Rocket from Russia, and this is The Hives talking to Nardwar about the band The Sonics.
You do love American rock. We got to go back to America, and I got to thank you guys for loving American rock.
Yeah, I love American.
Like, for instance, when you were in Vancouver last, the next thing you knew after being in Vancouver last, you flew to see, and I have a gift here for you.
Oh, wow.
Some of posters here from the band The Sonics.
Yeah.
Tell me about The Sonics. You flew from Vancouver to go see the reunion of Sonics, and notice what I'm giving you right here. These are posters of The Sonics playing in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, and Nanaimo playing in British Columbia, Canada for you guys. Doing their big hits there as well, but you went from Vancouver to go see The Sonics. Those are gifts for you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. It was a big deal for us. It's one of our favorite ever bands, and going there to see them was a hoot. We were just offered to do a guest spot with them. They're playing in London in a couple of weeks, and we were offered to do a guest spot with them. But I wouldn't, if I went to see The Sonics, I wouldn't want to see us guesting. I would want to see them performing by themselves.
That's very honorable. Is Pele always so honorable?
No.
Okay.
But this time I was. But yeah, it was a lot of fun, actually.
What I find interesting is The Sonics recorded with Kearney Barton Audio, and his studio is still there.
Well, maybe we should go there and record at it.
That's what I was thinking, because you've been recording, you know, with Timbaland and Pharrell and stuff. You could go back to The Sonics sound if you wanted.
Yeah, but do you think that studio still has The Sonics sound? Is it all the original stuff in there?
It is all the original stuff. You can go back there, you can record there. Quite a few bands have recorded there and done stuff. It's pretty amazing. Young Fresh Fellows, they've all been there.
That sounds like a lot of fun, then.
Hey, little girl! What's the matter with you? Don't you like the things I do? You're wearing a frown. I've been shot down. Hey, little girl, I play a guitar. I even drive a brand new. Shot down. Ah, I thought you were the having fun. Now see what
Hello, you're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, CITR.ca. We just heard a song by the Seattle band called The Sonics. The name of the song is called Shut Down, and that was a song from the album called Boom. We heard The Hives talking to Nardwar about The Sonics, and they told their story, how they've been asked to open, and all that stuff. All that interesting story. The reason I chose to play the song called Shut Down by The Sonics is because Nardwar's band, The Evaporators, played their first gig at the school's variety night. That was their first gig by the Nardwar and The Evaporators. And one of the songs they played at this very, very first gig by The Evaporators was the cover of the songs by the band Sonics, and they covered the song called Shut Down, the song we just heard on CITR 101.9 FM. Let's move on to the next bit of interview. In this next interview, Nardwar talks to the British band called The Gallows. He asked them about the connection between The Gallows, The Ruts, and the band called Dag Nasty. The whole connection between all those three bands, performed a song called Staring at the Root Boys. This song was originally written by The Ruts, then Dag Nasty did a cover version, and then Gallows recently did a cover version of the song by The Ruts. We will hear how the Gallows talk about their version of the song, and that they were not even very satisfied with what happened in their version, but yeah, let's check it out. This is Nardwar talking to Gallows about the song Staring at the Root Boys by the band called The Ruts. Let's check it out. CITR 101, Rocket from Russia. Happy birthday, Nardwar.
Now, what is the connection between Dag Nasty, Brian Baker, and The Gallows?
Listen, it's this song right here, Staring at the Root Boys.
Staring at the Root Boys by the number one UK punk rock export,
The Ruts.
What can you tell the people about Dag Nasty doing Staring at the Root Boys and Gallows?
You've got me here, because I didn't even know Dag Nasty had done this song.
Yes, check it over. Did you see it on the back there?
In the back here, but this is the first time I've ever seen that they've done this song. So you got me. I knew this, but The Ruts had done it, but not Dag Nasty.
So where did you find out about the song Staring at the Root Boys? Not from Dag Nasty. Although now you can talk to Brian Baker about it. You have some extra info.
No, it's pretty strange. Actually, our manager said we should cover it for a Kerrang compilation, and it kind of went massive on the back of that. And we didn't expect it to at all. You know, we ended up getting a rapper on the song, which, you know, is not a Gallows thing to do at all. And yeah, it was like our first single in the UK to hit the charts as well. So I guess a lot of people liked it.
Never surrender.
Hello, hello, hello! You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. We just heard a song by the band called The Ruts, the band from UK, and that was a song called Staring at the Rude Boys from their album called Green and Barrett. Nardwar talked to The Gallows about them doing the version of the song, and also Dag Nasty doing the version of the song called Staring at the Rude Boys by The Ruts. Let's move on. We're almost at the middle of the show, and looks like you, hopefully, you got the gist of what we're doing here, celebrating Nardwar's birthday. Next band, I will play a clip of the interview, will be the band called Best Coast. They're not necessarily a punk band, they're playing the surf indie rock type of music, but to me, it's even a little bit more interesting talking to non-punk bands who share and show their love for punk rock music. This is, for to me, it's very cool because, you know, obviously the punk bands that listen to punk bands, it all makes sense. But when some interesting indie rock band, you know, says that they, as a kid, used to listen to pop punk, I like it. So in this next interview, the band Best goes talking about their love for the band called The Queers. And let's check it out. This is Nardwar talking to the Best Coast and their love for the band The Queers.
It's great, Bethany, that you guys in Best Coast, that you rep this important band right here, The Queers. The Queers never get enough love. They're still out there rocking. I love The Queers. What can you tell people about your love for The Queers?
I got really into The Queers in high school because I would buy, like, Punk-O-Rama, you know, like, compilations.
Totally,
you know,
yeah. Punk-O-Rama.
And I loved The Queers. I wonder if this song is... Yeah, this is the good record. There's a really good song called This Song Is Straight From Your Boy, and it's, like, sort of the first kind of, like, pop-punk, like, love song I ever heard. And, yeah, I still listen to this record and other records by them. They're awesome.
Open heart, that you wanna be with me always and always. It's my way of saying, won't you stick you and me for the rest of your life? I'm gonna wish on a star that you're gonna stay with me always. You're ready for the rest of your life. I always think of you.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Rocket from Russia on CITR. We just heard a song by the band called The Queers, and that was a song called From Your Boy from their album called Move Back Home. And before that song, we heard Bethany of the band called Best Coast talking about her love to the band The Queers in the interview with Nardwar. The funny fact that she says that she started listening to The Queers when she was listening to the compilations called Punkorama. As far as I'm concerned, The Queers never been on the Punkorama compilation. I don't know how she discovered The Queers for the Punkorama, but she probably knows what she is talking about. That was The Queers, Move Back Home, the song called From Your Boy. Let's move on, and in the next part of the interview, another really not punk rock artist, her name is Kate Nash, but she is talking about her love for UK punk. Let's hear Nardwar asking Kate Nash about her love for the UK punk, and specifically band The Zips. And yes, and then we'll hear the song by The Zips. But for now, this is Nardwar talking to Kate Nash about her love for UK punk and the compilation called Bored Teenagers Volume 2.
Kate Nash, you've taught me about punk rock, you know. What can you tell the people about the Bored Teenagers? The Bored Teenagers.
Oh, good, you got this on vinyl.
Yes, this is a present for you, Kate Nash.
Is it?
What is this? What am I showing here? This is the Bored Teenagers.
Amazing. This is the Bored Teenagers, Volume 2. And it's got... This is really... Oh, my God, I've met John from The Zips.
What can you explain about this compilation series? It's on Detour Records, and it's some great unknown punk bands.
It is. I basically, when I was about 16, 17, I was... this is so nice. Thank you. I was doing auditions for stuff, and I was really bored. And I went to... And I was doing really badly. I wasn't getting in anywhere. And I was in East London. I went to the Spitz Market. And usually it's like kind of like trendy food and fashions and stuff. And it, during the week, it's just a bunch of old boys with loads of old records. And I was like, oh, I like punk music. I don't really know that much about it. I want to... know some like rarer stuff, and this guy was like, oh, my brother was in a band, and he told me about all these labels, and he brought this out, and I love this. This is like the one of the first kind of you know, punk CDs that I got really into. I used to listen to it on the way to work, and I'd be like, trying to get myself in a bad mood. But I love all these songs.
What's great is the bands you've picked are like The Negative, The Zips, Knife Edge.
Yeah.
Like, friended them on MySpace too, haven't you?
I actually have, and they've, like, written to me and stuff. And I've made friends with John from The Zips. He came to my gig in Glasgow because he's from there.
So this compilation, was this really how you got into punk? Was this, like, the entrance into punk? Because I thought, Kate Nash, that this might have been the Rosetta Stone for you. The adverts.
This kind of was. This is so...
What came first, the adverts or the Detour punk comp?
The adverts came at the same time as these guys. The adverts and Bored Teenagers came at the same time. But I guess what first came was Sex Pistols and, the Clash and the Buzzcocks, actually, I think. Because I knew about the Sex Pistols, liked them, but I loved the Buzzcocks first, I think. But wow.
What? I just think it's totally amazing that you're into the Bored Teenagers compilation, because so many people don't appreciate the past, but for you to appreciate and put down, like, The Zips, The Negatives, and Knife Edge, that's incredible. That's incredible, Kate Nash.
Thanks. Well, I think this is incredible. Thank you. You're incredible.
I'm in love, yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. We just heard a song by the band, by UK band called The Zips. The song was called I'm in Love, and this is the song from that compilation, Bored Teenagers Volume 2, which Kate Nash was talking about. And this is the song from that specific compilation. Yeah, so hopefully, again, this is the compilation which I discovered through this interview of Kate Nash talking to Nardwar. And thanks to Nardwar, this is what I like about those interviews, when you listen to the interview and then you discover new bands. This is what we're celebrating here today. It's Nardwar's birthday, and this is what we are doing here on CITR. Let's move on. We just heard two pieces of interviews with really non-very punk rock artists talking about punk rock. Let's now listen to a few interviews, a few clips of the interviews with the modern days band. Next one up will be my favorite Canadian band called The Flatliners. Nardwar talked to them last December when Flatliners played at the Biltmore Cabaret for their 10th year anniversary. Nardwar talked to Chris over the phone, and I actually talked to Chris after that recently, when the last week the Flatliners played here, and asked him about that moment talking to Nardwar. He said that they were driving somewhere in a small van. They were all sitting together, really crammed into van, and he said that was one of the best moments of my life. As a Canadian, obviously I grew up on Nardwar's interviews, and to me, that, you know, that now Nardwar actually is talking to me and he's asking questions about my band, it meant the world to him. And he said that's really one of the best moments of his life. Chris from the Flatliners. Let's hear the part of the interview when Nardwar talks to Chris. And what I like about this interview is that my favorite interviewer, Nardwar, talks to my favorite Canadian band, the Flatliners, and almost the whole interview about the Flatliners trip to Russia. This is great to me. This is like all the things came together. So let's listen. This is Nardwar talking to Chris of the Flatliners about their trip to Russia, and specifically about Russian punk bands. Let's check it out.
The bands that you were playing with there, do you remember any of their names? Did you play with any Russian punk bands?
We played with a bunch of Russian punk bands. We did most of the shows with a band called the Riot Gang. They're from St. Petersburg.
And had they researched you on the internet?
Probably. I don't know. They one of them could speak pretty good English, so we talked to him the most. We tried to learn Russian, but it was just impossible. It was a lot of fun, though. It rained for a lot of it, and it was cold, and it was fun. It was far from home, and we were in Russia.
Did you learn anything about Russian punk?
Not really, to be honest. It's kind of strange. I think at first we were just worried about speaking English in public, because everyone had told us that it was a bad idea. So we were these weird, like, fish out of water, just being really careful of how much English we spoke in public, until our friend who brought us to Russia dumped basically 4 bottles of vodka down our throats, and I think we were having an argument in the middle of the street, clearly in English. Or maybe it was a completely different language because we're so drunk. I'm not sure.
Голосом
Hello, 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 this is Rocket from Russia on CITR, which started a band by the band called Riot Gang, the band from St. Petersburg, Russia, and that was a song called Nenavizhu Nenavist. That means I hate the hate. That's a translation of the song. That was a song from the band's 2011 EP called Stop the Time. That was the band which the Christian of the Flatliners talked about. He said that this was the band which supported the Flatliners on the Russian tour. And I know the Riot Gang. One of the guys is a pretty good buddy of mine, and I like the Riot Gang. So for me, it was awesome that a local Russian punk band was mentioned on the Flatliners interview with Nardwar. That's to me, it was very, very cool. Let's move on to another nowadays band called Ice Age. This is the band from Denmark, and Nardwar asked about the Danish punk rock scene. And the Ice Age talked a little bit to Nardwar about Danish punk rock scene, specifically about the band called Snipers. Let's check it out. This is Nardwar talking to Ice Age about Danish band called Snipers.
What can you tell me about the Snipers?
Snipers, this is a very, very good Danish band. Yeah, one of the best for this. Yeah, that's a very good. How did you? Yeah, that's a very good band from Denmark, playing like kind of misfits, but the
horror rock sort of
with members of No Hope for the Kids and stuff. Yeah, they're very good.
Hello, this is Rocket from Russia on CITR, and today we're celebrating Nardwar's birthday and celebrating his love and his passion and his love for discovering artists to listeners and the fans of his and fans of the bands he interviews. In the last song we heard was by the Danish band called Snipers. Nardwar asked another Danish band called Ice Age about the band Snipers, and I love the reaction from the guy from the Ice Age. He was amazed that Nardwar knew the band Snipers, and at the same time he was very serious about it, and he was amazed that Nadvar did the research and he actually knew band from Denmark, so I loved that reaction. We heard a song by Snipers from Denmark from their album called From the Tombs, which came out in 2011. That was an EP, and the name of the song is in Danish. The name of the song is Der Levende Dødes Arme. Probably I mispronounced it in terms of Danish language, but I tried my best. Let's move on to the next band. Nardwar talked to the band called Trash Talk from Sacramento, and he asked the band about Sacramento band called Tales of Terror, a hardcore band from the early 80s called Tales of Terror, and what this is what the guys from the Trash Talk told about Tales of Terror. Let's check it out. This is Nardwar talking to the Trash Talk.
Are you familiar with the Tales of Terror?
This is a band that actually I got into through my friend Jay Howell. I met him a few months back, and he kept telling me. I was arguing that the Bananas were my favorite band from Sacramento, and then he kept arguing with me that Tales of Terror is the best band from Sacramento. So that's how I actually found out about Tales of Terror, is because we just argued. We were, pretty drunk in the backyard at 1 a.m. at his house, and he was like, fuck you, fuck the Bananas, Tales of Terror. So that's how I found out about this.
But you can have the Bananas and Tales of Terror, because we've got to give some props to the Bananas, right?
Yeah, the Bananas are awesome.
hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR. This is Rocket from Russia. We just heard two songs. The last one was by the band called Tales of Terror from Sacramento. And that was a song called Hound Dog from band's only self-titled album, which came out in 1984. Before that, another band from Sacramento called The Bananas from their album called Forbidden Fruit from 2006. And we heard a song called Beginning of the End. Those both bands were mentioned in Nardwar's interview with the band called Trash Talk from Sacramento as well, and the guys from the band told this funny story how they were arguing with a friend which band was better, Tales of Terror or The Bananas. Another great way to discover those amazing bands through Nardwar's interview. Nardwar not only just discovers new bands for the listeners, he also sometimes gets the bands introduced to new music, like he did with the band called Fall Out Boy, and he introduced the band called The Mentally Ill through Jello Biafra. Just imagine this cocktail of people: Fall Out Boy, Jello Biafra, The Mentally Ill, and Nardwar the Human Serviette. This sounds amazing. Let's check it out. This is Jello Biafra with the help of Nardwar Human Serviette, talks to Fall Out Boy and introduces the band called The Mentally Ill to Fall Out Boy.
Pete and Patrick of Fall Out Boy, what can you tell me about the history of Chicago punk?
It's got a great history, actually. I would say that we got bands like Naked Ray Gun, Smoking Popes, Screeching Weasel.
I don't know. Those are three of the biggest.
We have Blue Meanies. There was a pretty vibrant
ska band.
There were ska bands, but there were a few really odd ska bands that were kind of like cooler than a lot of the ska that was going on for a while.
Was that like the Slackers?
I don't know the Slackers, but I know of.
No, we had Blue Meanies. We had Hot Stove Jimmy. We had some reasonably cool ska bands. If ska can be cool.
So. Fall Out Boy, I have a message here for you, if you want to step over to this computer, from punk legend Jello Biafra.
Cool.
Are you aware of Jello Biafra?
I am.
Yo, 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 this is a message through Nardwar, the Human Serviette and Professional Pest, to Fall Out Boy from Jello Biafra. You want Chicago punk and where it all began and where it all should be worshipped, the Mentally Ill. Makers of the sickest old-school punk record ever made, Gacy's Place, which had a photo of John Wayne Gacy shaking hands with Rosalind Carter right on the front cover with no explanation. Gacy's Place and the song and, of course, the chant over and over again, they're fucking your kids! They're fucking your kids now! Brilliant. So, Fall Out Boy, complete from Nardwar to you. The Mentally Ill.
Oh, wow. There you go. So it's Chicago punk history via Jello Biafra, The Mentally Ill.
That's awesome.
We're going to have to bring those guys on tour this time.
That's insane. I think it's insane that Jello Biafra said Fall Out Boy. That's cool.
Yeah, it even has even heard our name.
So. And he gave you a CD, The Mentally Ill, released on his label, Alternative Tentacles.
And did not make fun of us. That's awesome. Thank you, Jello.
Now.
Hello, hello. We just heard a song by the band called The Mentally Ill called Gacy's Place, from the album Gacy's Place, and this was the band which Jello Biafra introduced to the band called Fall Out Boy with the help of Nardwar. As I said, this is pretty crazy cocktail of people. Fall Out Boy, Jello Biafra, Nardwar, The Mentally Ill. This is crazy. This is what Nardwar does with the help of his interviews. He educates bands like Fall Out Boy and introducing him to a legendary Chicagian band. Let's move on to the last clip of the interview. This is interview of the rapper called Machine Gun Kelly. To be quite honest, I'm not very familiar with a lot of rappers, and I never heard of this gentleman before, but I saw that he liked the band Antiflag, I really, really got excited. And turns out that this Antiflag is one of his favorite bands, and Nardwar even gave him a present. Let's check it out. Nardwar talking to Machine Gun Kelly about Antiflag.
Who are you?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly, welcome to Austin, Texas.
Woo! Thank you.
Right off the bat here, Machine Gun Kelly, I want to give you a gift to welcome you to Austin, Texas.
Okay.
Here we have, right here, an autographed to you Antiflag vinyl record.
Oh, shit! No, is this for real?
Yes, to Machine Gun Kelly.
Autographed. Fucking cool. Man, you haven't... Oh, my God. How did you even know? Wait, I never even said that I like... I never even publicly stated...
You're Machine Gun Kelly. People know.
God.
What can you tell people about Machine Gun Kelly and Antiflag and now the autographed record?
Man, dude, this was probably one of my favorite bands growing up. Definitely, like, huge influence on me in middle school. I fought to get this record, like, the theme song for our DVD we have coming out. And, God, dude, this is fucking nuts, man.
How did you get into Antiflag? What punk did you grow up on?
Definitely grew up on them, NOFX, Casualties, basically through Warped Tour. So, yeah. And then, like, I was a punker growing up. Like, the friend that I lived with when I was a kid, he was, like, a huge punker, so...
Love.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Rocket from Russia on CITR. I just heard a song by the band called Anti-Flag, and that was a song called Angry, Young and Poor from the band's album called Underground Network. The reason I played this song is because we heard the piece of the interview of Nardwar when he talked to the rapper called Machine Gun Kelly, and he said that Anti-Flag is one of his favorite bands, and he said that he discovered this band through Warped Tour. And the reason I played specifically this song by Anti-Flag, Angry, Young and Poor, because this song is featured in Machine Gun Kelly's DVD. It's funny, he is a rap artist, and in his DVD, the song is as a soundtrack. So I found this very interesting and decided to play the song Angry, Young and Poor by Anti-Flag. Alright, and this is the last piece of sort of celebration of Nardwar, which I'd like to play, and I specifically saved it for the very, very end. And you know, I'm a huge fan of Nardwar, and I love everything he does, and I have a lot of respect for all the, his music knowledge, passion for music, all those great qualities about him. And but I wanted to make a surprise to him. And last year when I went back to Russia to visit my home country, to visit my homeland, I decided to bring him a present. And I was so excited when I found this old Soviet LP, a split LP punk rock from Soviet Union. I was so excited. This is a pretty rare thing. And I was very excited that I will discover something to Nardwar and give him a rare present. But my mission completely failed. When I saw him, I said, "Hey Nardwar, I brought you a present from Soviet Russia. This is Soviet punk, which you never probably heard about." And Nardwar took the record, said, "Thank you so much." He thanked me, and then he said, "Is it the band called Naive?" And I said, "Yes, this is a vinyl record by the band called Naive." He says, "Yes, I remember them, I know them. They were reviewed in Maximum Rock and Roll." And he basically told me all the story about this Soviet and nowadays Russian band called Naive. So I tried to introduce Nardwar to some Soviet punk rock music, but Nardwar already knew everything about it, and my mission completely failed. But Nardwar was nice enough to me, and he actually played one of the songs on his radio show, and he told the story, but a little bit more polite way, not telling the listeners that my mission of introducing him to Soviet punk rock music completely failed. Let's take a listen. This is Nardwar versus Soviet punk rock band called Naive. Let's check it out.
And then gonna kick into something by Naive from Russia. Thank you, Tim from Rocket from Russia, for this amazing split LP. An original punk rock artifact, 1990, Russia, Naive.
Иисус Христос.
Hello, hello, hello. That was the weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia on CITR, and we heard the band called Naive from Moscow. That was a song of their split 7-inch of the band called Chuda Yuda, another Soviet and Russian punk rock band. This split 7-inch came out in 1993. That's a Soviet release, Soviet vinyl record, which I brought as a gift to Nardwar. And I wanted to surprise him, like I told you the story, but my mission completely failed. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. Today we celebrated Nardwar's birthday. He is a legend of Canadian music journalism. He is a legend of radio world, and he is the legend of Canadian history in general. I hope you enjoyed the show. Really, I spent a lot of time preparing for the show. I had this idea of doing the show sometime in early 2013. I believe it was February, maybe it was March. And since then, I was listening to Nardwar's interviews and trying to find all those clips when he talks to the interviewees about all those different punk bands which he helped them discover, they knew, and yeah, so it took me a lot of time. Hope you really enjoyed that. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca. On my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com, and on iTunes, you can subscribe to the show and download all the new episodes. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Nardwar for his amazing personality, for his passion for music, and for his help to us to discover all those cool bands which we never heard before. Hopefully, I helped you listeners today a little bit as well, and you found or heard a couple of funny stories or new good songs. This is it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'd like to finish the song, obviously, by The Evaporators. Happy birthday, Nardwar. This is The Evaporators, Addicted to Cheese. Thank you so much for listening. Have a super weekend, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
This is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's Matt?
El
show de Leo Ramírez, lunes 4 a 5 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM, CITR. Leo Ramirez Show, Monday 4 to 5 p.m. at